The Dad Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
We got video. We got audio.
Yep.
We got a story to tell.
Holy shit.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Brews with the Dudes episode podcast.
Yep.
I'm fried.
We're going to be all over the place tonight.
Yeah, I'm Jake Lindquist.
I'm Donnie Allen.
With us is Steve Collins.
The one and only.
The one, the only Stephen Collins, the guy who's been here more than anybody else besides Donnie and myself. Thank you for joining us.
I still don't know why.
Ah, weird. I don't feel like we can hear you. Why don't you talk into the thing here again?
How about now?
Yeah, okay, there's Stephen Collins.
Still don't know why I'm here.
Yeah, you're about to find out. Because we got to tell this story to somebody.
We needed you, like, 3 hours ago?
Yeah, but, I mean, unless he's got fucking Hulk strength.
Just another set of eyes?
All right. So, let's go straight into this thing, man.
What did I miss?
Okay.
Well, you're lucky to be seeing us right now.
Yeah, that you didn't, like, walk into carnage.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a set of quick jacks that are holding up the Ford, right? So we get done taking out the suspension on the front end of it. And I'm like, cool, let's set it down. I want to see what ride height looks like on it. I want to, you know, basically I want to dump the thing, get the frame basically flat. And I want to see what this looks like slammed. So we're starting to lower it down. And I don't remember what the original thing was. I think one of the locks was stuck.
We went down and then we went back up. For some reason.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I think a lock was stuck.
Yeah, I think a lock didn't release or something like that. So we went back up with it.
Yep.
And then, so, you know, you've got hydraulics that are lifting two different sides. So down, there's a lock, so it started doing this thing. And then we went back up, so they both went back up. And then we got the locks out of it. And what happened? We started lowering it down again. And then one side started going further down than the other.
Yeah.
Quicker.
It's the whole thing twisted and tried to tip the Ford off of the quick jacks.
Yes. So literally,
the
one quick jack is supporting the entire driver's side and working great. Its pads are still in the right places. The passenger side went cockeyed.
Yeah, the whole thing.
And so the back passenger side corner no longer had any support underneath it.
No, the rubber pads that were in there were tipped at, 45 degrees?
The one was 45, and the one in the front was still flat.
Yeah.
And the more that we were adjusting and trying to save this whole thing,
the front
it got worse.
Fucky, yeah.
It got worse, yeah.
I thought we were going to be a slideshow in an OSHA, safety meeting.
Oh, man.
What not to do?
Yeah,
dude, it was.
The Ford was at quite the tip too.
And what
you know,
what
I
sucked
mean, it's
is
like,
you could look at it, and you could watch the quick jack fail. Like you could watch it slowly tip more and more and more. So we're rushing to get jacks and stands,
and I'm hitting the lift thing on it again and trying to quick get stuff underneath it, and we're grabbing jacks and throwing them in any place that we can possibly do it. And I'm not kidding. Was that 2 hours?
Well, it was
8 o'clock, maybe 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I'd say 2.5 is very safe.
2.5 hours of just racing.
We get the passenger side kind of supported. And by kind of supported, I shit you not, we had 3 jack stands, 2 jacks, and 1 jack had 2 2x4s and a 4x4 to help hold it up because of height differences and shit like that.
Yeah.
And what sucked is the quick jacks are in the perfect spot to put all of this. So there's no, you have to work on the axle and like uneven spots in the front and shit.
Yeah.
And once we kind of got the passenger side supported and we're like probably a good hour of just slowly trying to get this thing leveled out, the driver's side said, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
And it started to tip on that side and it just, because all of a sudden that one side was having all the weight and it just gave out.
Yeah, judging by the leftover adrenaline I witnessed when I walked in, until some shit went down.
Yeah, man. Well, what happened is we got that passenger side out, and neither of us noticed it, but the thing shot up at some point.
Yeah.
So if you think about fluid transfer, it going up, it must have sucked a bunch of fluid back through or something.
Yep, something dumb.
And then so the other side started losing fluid. It had to be something like that. So then the other side's fucking, you know, starts fucking dropping on us while the other side goes straight up. And I think the saving grace is probably that it maxed out.
Yeah.
That the one side maxed out completely.
Otherwise it would, because by the time it maxed out, like it was, you could see it coming down on the driver's side now. And so we rushed and got a floor jack and shit under that side. And to make matters worse is we didn't, and we have no front suspension, and we didn't have the rear wheels on.
Yeah.
So like, we had no way to support the car in any way except for put it on the ground, which we didn't. We didn't damage the Ford.
Yeah, that's the amazing part.
Nobody died, and nothing got damaged.
Yeah, one shitty loose bolt that's holding on a front fender, because they rust out and they strip so that you don't get very good thread contact in the first place. So one of those popped out, and that was it. So the fender got a little cockeyed, but, you know, that's to be expected while the whole fucking frame is all cattywampus.
Yeah, it was twisted more than French fries from Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, makes me a little nervous. I fucking hope that thing's not tweaked.
I would talk to Sean and see if he can measure it out for you.
Yeah, I don't even know how you'd measure it.
Can they put it on the frame rack?
How am I going to get it up there?
That's true.
You know? I mean, I do have Mickey's down the road here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I could probably call them up and find out if they've got a frame rack just to fucking make sure. Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, I guess you'll know the first time you drive it in spring.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
God.
Yeah, it was fucking, it was nuts. So, I mean, and you got to figure that, like, we don't trust anything except for the lifts that we're doing. So we've got a quick jack that's almost the entire time supporting the driver's side. That's always there making us anxious. And we're racing around with, we've got a really tall, like, long reach style jack that is, you know, kind of like holding up the front end. We've got the low profile, like, racing Harbor Freight jack, and that only goes up like 18 inches.
Yeah, that's why that had probably 8 feet of 2x4 stacked in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Make up the height difference.
Yeah, it's trying to support that front side because we had to just try and get that quick jack out. It was crazy. I mean, I thought I was losing that car. I thought she was going down and it was going to destroy the body on it.
I thought I was going to lose a friend because you were next to it jacking it up when I saw it tip. And then you're like, it's just the wheel. Like, it's not the fucking wheel.
I know. I'm looking at it. It's like the wheel's starting to go like this. And I'm just like, oh, it's just droop. It's just suspension droop. And you're like, no, dude, I think it's twisting. And then you look at it and you're like, no, dude, it's going right now. And I'm like, oh, shit, you're right. What did we do first? Did we throw something under the back axle?
Yeah, we tried to support the back axle first. So we had two jack stands.
No, I threw the big jack directly in the center under the front. And then we raced over to get something under that back corner.
Yeah. God, I swear to God, I've seen you almost die like 3 or 4 times, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I suppose you guys weren't filming when you're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There should be video of the initial when it starts doing the tip and all that stuff. We should have that. And then I want to say that we kicked the cameras back on again part of the way through it. So
once
we'll
we were
more.
Comfortable, we can move around a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we got a lot of video of like the scrambling to try and get it figured out.
We should put that in the quick jack video.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we unboxed it, we used it, and this is what happened.
Yeah, well, and I don't know what to do. I feel like I got to call up Quick Jacks and be like, why the fuck did this happen?
Yeah. So here's the sketchy thing is we set this thing up Thursday, took the front wheels off, stripped the suspension on the passenger side. It sat until tonight. No, Sunday. I take that back. Sunday. No issues whatsoever. It wasn't until we lowered it back down and went back up with it.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if it wasn't the that support strut, that locking, what are they called? The locks? Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
That's just the safety lock.
Because the safety lock on the driver's side was stuck, it makes me wonder if when it started pitching down a little bit, if it's something weird didn't happen to the other side. You know, did it suck air in or something like that?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
All I know is I still need to go home and change my pants.
Right.
So sorry to like freak out on you walked in, but yeah, like so that's what happened.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. We could have been an episode of Law and Order.
Well, I'm glad you guys were still here for me to walk into.
Yeah.
And then like walk into some other massacre or something.
God.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we're racing through it, and, like...
Well, I freaked out. I freaked the fuck out at first. Like, you got into, like, safety mode, like, oh, we save this, and I'm like, holy shit, this is it.
Oh, and, you step back, and you're ready to just let that thing go
down.
I've
seen so many OSHA slides and pictures of stuff, like, of when shit hits the fan, and that's the first thing that popped in my head is, like,
yeah,
oh, crap.
I know what happens.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
I know, right?
So two different kinds of reactions.
Definitely. And I mean, like, I don't have a ton of strengths, but one strength I have is I'm good under pressure.
I am not.
Yeah. So I went straight into like, okay, we fucking got this. Like, ran, grabbed the jack, threw it under the front of this thing. And I'm like, fuck, okay, we got to get something on the back. And you're just standing back like, Jesus Christ.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, dude. Like, I think he kept saying dude to me or something like that.
I didn't feel safe with you being next to it with it as tipped as it was. Because I'm like, I'm just waiting for one. It's fucking.
All it takes is the whole thing to just shimmy.
It's rubber blocks holding this thing up that are tilted like crazy. And I'm like, you bump the car just a little bit, that rubber's going to shift and it's coming down on you.
Yeah.
That's all I can fucking think of.
I'm like under the back axle trying to put a jack stand
under the dump. And I'm sitting there.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm sitting there with my hand on the doorknob, like, okay, cool. I can get out of here if it shifts.
At no point did I feel like I was going to be crushed.
Oh, God. It took me probably a good 45 minutes to realize you're not going to be crushed.
Yeah. No, there's a few times where I had to get under it really quickly, and in that split second, if I started moving forward and it started coming down, I'm done, for sure. But
I'm just hoping it's one of those scenarios that if that was to happen, because this does take place, I hope I just somehow get, like, superhuman strength for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It does. There are extremely rare cases where that's happened, where a guy's, like, lifted a car off of somebody.
Yeah. I'm glad it didn't come to that.
Me too.
Ditto.
So, yeah.
How was your night?
Not as eventful as yours.
You know what's so funny? Steve was snoozing with his boy while this is going down.
Oh, God.
You had the most peaceful moment ever. You're snuggling with your middle kid and, like, sound asleep, and we're over here racing, just like trying to not to die, and
just we're thinking of anything and everything we put underneath that car to keep it from sliding off.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I've had a very stressful week.
God damn.
And this not ended the way I wanted it to.
Yeah, what a way to go into Christmas.
God. I've only almost walked out of my job like 3 times this week.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna top it off with this. You know, the last 2 Thursdays, maybe not the last 2 Thursdays, but there's twice this month alone I've almost seen you die.
Yeah. When did you almost see me die?
When we were wiring my garage, and you're like, "Hey, I should touch the extremely hot wire that comes from the telephone pole."
What?
When you were moving wires around in my
piece panel. Oh, you weren't there for that.
I came back though, and your hand was all charred.
Yeah, it had a little bit of burn on it. It was just a ground tap, a power.
Or the time you cut 220 and
turned off. That was hands down probably the most embarrassing almost death situation. I literally cut a 220 wire that was live.
Well,
it was pretty stupid.
Thought happened. I'm pretty sure it's turned off. I'm gonna go for it.
Kaboom!
I guess it wasn't turned off.
Yeah. Saw God for a moment there. God, I'm not sure that I'm not in a parallel universe right now.
It could be.
I'm on one of the 9 lives I got.
So you're down to like 2.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Steve?
Sounds like you're on a lucky streak here.
Oh, my God.
You should buy a lottery ticket.
That's what I should do, man. I should just fucking wrap myself in a padded room and just fucking leave stuff alone for a while.
God.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anywho.
Yeah. How's your holiday season going? Trying to transition this into a normal conversation.
Where does one even go? Yeah, you guys got big plans?
Am I buying any lifts lately or anything? Or?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Apparently, I need to buy the Max Jacks. I wouldn't have this problem.
That's the price difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, not tipping your car over.
So what happens with the Max Jacks if one of the locking pins is in there and the other one isn't and you're lowering it?
I suppose worst case.
Does it start tipping?
It'll just tip till that cylinder gets to its next locking pin.
I'm trying to think of like 3-4 inches. The hydraulic side of this, like how that works, and
I have no clue.
It's like, does that happen with a regular 2-post? I don't know. It's fucking.
Well, it depends on the 2-post and stuff. The 2-post we had when I worked at the dealer, both latches on either side were simultaneous. Like, they were synced together.
Oh, so when you unlock one side, it unlocks the other? Exactly. Okay. So you can never have that happen.
Exactly. But, like, the lifts we have at work, they're portable, and they go to each wheel, and they lift the truck up by the wheel. And that acts the same way. The only way you can fuck that up is you can do multi or you can do single. Mm-hmm. So if you have the whole truck in there and you just need to take a tire off, you can. So if you fuck it up, it's on you because you have it in single when it's not supposed to be, or you have it in multiple when it's not supposed to be.
Okay, interesting.
I know I've had similar sketchy experiences before I had the Max Jack.
Oh, by like jacking up stuff in the garage on your own?
Yeah, when I'm putting my 2x4 blocking.
Oh. Those were clever.
I mean, they work. Just getting it up on them and back off them were sketchy.
Yeah, right. So that was like, what, 2x4s that made a square?
Yep.
So how did you do that? There was an open pocket in the center of it, right? It was kind of like Lincoln logs?
Basically, yeah.
That's a good use for Lincoln logs.
It was super clever. If you look at them, like, isn't it like you've got two that are like this and then two like that and two like... And exactly. So it would just kind of like stack that way.
Yeah. I mean, it works super good. I mean, I still have them. It's super handy.
Yeah.
For just miscellaneous stuff around the garage still.
I could have fucking used those tonight. No shit.
So I think we're going to invest in some more floor jacks and jack stands.
Honestly, just get 2x4s. It was feel way safer than any jack stand I've ever used.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Especially if you've got a full frame car. If you've got like a nice flat spot that's unobstructed by other shit, like, yeah, you can really just like lay it right on the frame there, right on the 2x4. I might have to make a couple of those that are just like a foot tall or something, foot and a half tall.
And because I get a bunch of 2x4s cut to that length, so I could add or subtract, make it whatever height I want.
Oh, okay. I suppose. Do you have them so that they're like, they link together? So that like they're in just sections?
Well, they're all the same length, so I'll just take the screw out.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Stack them up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I suppose you could probably like make them so they link together, though.
Think about how many 2x4s you could get if you just sold your quick jacks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but 2x4s don't lift it for you. That's the thing. Your 2x4s are pretty tall, aren't they? Like 2 feet tall or something like that?
They're like 18, 20 inches.
Yeah. So when you were lifting that with a jack, did you do one corner at a time? Like lift it, put it on a jack stand?
I try to do like the front and the back at a time.
Okay. Oh, it's S10. Yeah, yeah. So it's super easy. You just do with the axle and then that front frame horn, that like centerpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Except when you're
half an S10.
When you're tilting that much, you're trying to get it up, either down or up. You're trying to, the whole thing kind of rocks and tilts. It's like
bass.
It's a little nerve wracking. I've had a jack fail and things come down and.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh damn! You had a jack fail, like slip off, or
like jack pads like slip off the bottom of the pumpkin. Like,
oh no!
Yeah, and you had the whole thing come down.
Oh yeah.
Damn. You dent the floor?
No.
I suppose your truck's not slammed enough to have the jack hit
the floor.
Yeah, I'm low,
but I'm not that low. Yeah.
God damn.
I'd put a floor in the trunk of the BMW.
Yeah. Yeah, if yours ever slipped off of something,
that would be that. I'd be selling the car.
Oh, my God. God, that's fucking nuts, man. Yeah, that's so scary when that kind of shit happens. I'm glad this thing just never came down. The scariest when it came down was the jack at the end of just like lowering. All of a sudden, the jack was like, "Man, I'm done." Let it all the way down.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what went on. I've never used a quick jack, but it'd be interesting to see exactly what went on.
Well, might I recommend Max jacks?
If they were, I don't know if they're just new. Maybe they had air in a cylinder or.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Something like that. Bled or something.
Yeah, one of my thoughts is like just bleeding them over again, putting more air back into the air cylinders.
Here's the shitty thing, though. It's going to take forever to truss those things again.
Oh, I know,
like,
right?
I'm going to be hesitant as hell next time we use them.
Well, the thing that I'm going to be hesitant about is it like them dropping uneven. It's like I'm okay with like the lift, the safety locks and stuff.
Yeah,
those I have all the faith in the world in. But it's the fact that the jacks came down at different speeds. You know, one loss. It just makes me think that like, is there a solenoid inside that gave out, or like a check valve or something like that?
I have no clue.
It's fucking weird.
Hard yeah. to say. We'll have to review the footage.
Yeah, and see exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as like the things that we know happened that could have gone wrong, the one lock, I think I remember one lock staying up, and that's why we had to lift it back up.
Yep. That sounds right.
So, yeah, that's my guess. It's so
weird, though, that the one side went back up once we tried to lower the other side.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird. Like, what shifted? That, to me, that sounds like a valve inside the pump itself just shit out. Or,
yeah, it's like...
Why did it all of a sudden pump fluid into the other one to raise it?
So we pulled the one out. I mean, was there enough weight? Yeah, you know what? You know what happened? There's probably some kind of shared... Like, maybe the check valve isn't in the spot we think it's in. It maybe the two sides actually share fluid, as in they're expected to lift and lower at the same speed. Well, in theory, you're lifting and lowering the car from the two sides that are going to likely be the same height and go up at the same rate because it's transferring the same amount of fluid. So more than likely, one side's not going to go up faster than the other. So maybe when there was zero weight on one side and there was weight still on the other one, it went merp. And pushed fluid into the other side.
Yeah, could be. I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
All I know is I am probably going to sleep really good tonight.
Oh, no doubt, dude. No doubt. I feel like I fucking ran a marathon.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to hug my wife. And she's like, what's that for? I'm like,
You were fine. You. I don't what the fuck. Mr. Dramatic.
Nah.
I'm going to go hug my wife because I almost... You didn't almost fucking die.
Not almost.
You were against the goddamn... You were so like, I got to be fucking 40 feet away from this thing. Because you know,
fucking feet it's away. Gonna, you have a 40
it's going to bunny hop towards me to try and kill me.
Buddy,
that thing was
going to
go like that. Maybe it was going to slide a foot
that's
one
why
direction
stepped back so I didn't get pinched between the car and the
yeah,
freaking
yeah, but you
bench.
Know you're against the fucking door doing
oh, I
this like
doing
I gotta
that.
Get
I
out
no
of here
Spider-Man fucking high up against the door.
You're fucking terrified and I'm like oh shit how'd I get something under this.
You've never watched the safety training videos and shit like that.
Of course I have. Just not the recent ones that are really good graphic.
No, the best ones are from the 70s where they get graphic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the new ones aren't as graphic as the ones from the 70s?
Depends on the class and who's the instructor.
Okay.
We had a guy when I went to a training for service who showed some legit videos of a guy like just grabbing a power wire and like going up in flames and shit.
Ooh,
yeah,
shit.
Some third world country guy. Off
and he just gets
way.
Vaporized.
Yeah,
oh,
much.
He is trying to kill himself.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So like we saw some shit like that. We saw cranes crashing into buildings,
Jesus
taking out
Christ.
People and shit. Like, oh, this is why you don't do this. Like, fucking hey.
Oh, cranes crashing into buildings, you say?
Hey, I know that guy.
Have you seen all of those videos?
I probably have.
Have you ever just like gone on a deep dive like crane fail videos?
Not
or
really.
Do you just not want that in your head?
There's part of that, and like being from the industry, like I don't want to like add to like sensationalizing those type of videos.
Oh sure, yeah. okay, so, yeah, because you don't want people to be anxious about something that's perfectly safe and used in a million places, every day without problems. Yeah,
I do have a question for you though. How are you at claw games? Being that you're a crane operator and all.
Just average?
Jeez, you practice like 40 hours a week. How are you just average at that? Something tells me that you can just go win your kids like all the stuffed animals and shit.
40 hours a week?
Or more. I don't know what you order.
I mean, what do you do like right now, 120 hours a week?
No, it's not quite that.
You're clocking some fucking hours,
it's
buddy.
It's 110.
Yeah.
Depends on the week.
Oh, God, I can't do it.
That's fucking nuts.
I hate my 40 hours.
I mean, here's the thing. He ain't salary. So
that's a lot of overtime.
That's cool. I think you got some shit on your nose. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It might be a booger.
I don't know what that is. I have no clue.
Something from the Ford?
Probably.
No, it's from hitting the door when you're trying to run away.
Oh, yeah, bullshit. You know what? If something ever happens, I'm not calling 911. You just fucker.
You're just going to let me bleed out?
Just deal with it.
Jesus Christ.
Toss you a roll of paper towel with the fucking patch yourself
you're
up.
You're
going
to be fine, you pussy.
Just a flesh wound. What are you doing?
Yeah. Here, use this hydraulic line as a tourniquet.
What do you mean it's not lifting the car off of you? I'm hitting the up button.
As you're pressing DN. Doesn't DN mean up? Oh, my God. Yep, I am. I'm going to have a few drinks tonight.
I stopped to drive home.
I might start smoking again. I don't know. I'll pick a pack of fucking cowboy killers up.
Are you going to be one of those guys that are like, no, I quit, but can I bum one off of you?
Yeah, I'll just go back to being that. No joke, I was that for a minute.
There's a stage when it comes to quitting cigarettes where you're like, I quit. But you're still smoking like 10 smokes a day because you're just bumming them off of everybody.
Yeah, for me it was just occasionally. Like I
drink or something.
Yeah, out drinking was the biggest thing.
Drinking's a nightmare. If you're having a cup of coffee, that was always tough. It'd always just wait until like if I was around somebody who's smoking.
Excuse me.
And the temptation was high enough, then sure, you know, I'd bum one off of them. But it was like, that was a nice stage to be at because if it isn't in your possession, then you're not going to be able to smoke.
Yeah, you're not waking up and lighting a cigarette first thing in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Steve, you never smoked, right?
No.
Yeah, smart motherfucker.
Yeah, very smart. I didn't think it was that hard to quit, though, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Like, I just woke up one day and I was like, I don't want to spend the money on this. And like, it still had a couple of relapses. It's probably because you're fucking crying.
No, I don't know why they're fucking plugging up all of a sudden. All the brake dust or something from earlier, hitting with a hammer.
Probably coming down off your adrenaline.
I guess it could be. Body's just freaking out. Oh, man. Don't worry, we both had negative COVID tests this week.
I had two negative tests.
Yeah, Donnie had one today. One
Monday?
Monday, yeah. I had one Tuesday.
I'm starting to think I will never catch this.
You're screwed now, dude.
Oh, that's fine.
You
fuck
just
it.
Jinxed yourself.
I'll take two weeks off of work. Fuck it.
You're
going to
catch the Alpha Omicron Delta
Oh, that's fine.
Bug.
You can fuck with your Quick Jacks by yourself then. I'll be at home, laying in bed.
Laying in bed, fucking begging your wife to take care of you.
Oh, that's
Honey,
lovely.
Honey, get me chicken noodle soup.
That sounds lovely. Okay.
Honey, you know what would make me feel really good?
Go on.
Foot massage.
Ew. Don't.
Yeah.
I hate feet.
You hate feet?
Fucking hate feet.
All right, so cross that off your fetish list.
Yep, fucking hate feet. Hate my
what about
feet?
You, Steve? You a foot dude?
I am not.
Okay, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't either.
Anytime I hear that there's a such thing as a foot fetish or, you know, there's chatter of it, I go, how? Why?
Like, you can be a freak, but that's fucking weird.
Feet smell, man. Yeah,
like, oh, yeah.
Like, my wife just loves to have, like, foot massage or feet rub. I'm like, why didn't you find a dude that, like, into feet? Like, this could be way better for you. Like, they'd be into this. They'd be rubbing them all the time.
Oh, man. Yeah, they'd be begging to rub those feet.
Right?
I'm like, oh, my God.
You married the wrong dude.
Exactly. I'm not into these goddamn feet.
Nope, fuck that. For me, I think it's playing soccer my entire life and then working on my feet all day.
Yeah.
Like, my feet are just nasty. Like, I don't want to be around my own feet. I don't want somebody else to be around them.
So my understanding is the whole foot fetish thing, it comes from, it's like a childhood kind of wires crossed thing.
How, did somebody kick you in the face and like?
No, I mean, there's a bunch of theories and there's nothing conclusive because it's one of those things that we just don't know where the shit comes from. Yeah, okay, so if somebody was sexually abused, like, yeah, they might have some very specific pedophilia kind of thing. You know, it's like hurt people. So there's some correlations there that you can draw. Foot fetishes, we have no fucking clue. So there are some theories that it's like because when you're a baby or when you're young, you're on the floor, so you're like really at like foot level a lot, that there's some weird connection that happens with feet because you're always on the floor.
I wonder apparently. If like you're on the floor and your parents just kind of like rock you back and forth with their foot.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it just tickles the wrong spot.
Too lazy to like actually pick you up and coddle you, so they're just like, oh, yeah, they just put my foot on you, and just fucking rock it.
You just gotta push on you one way.
They're like, oh, that makes me feel better. Then bam,
and then it's there forever.
Next thing you know, you're fucking 22 stealing shit from Foot Locker.
Wait, like the mannequin feet?
Sure.
What would you steal from Foot Locker? Shoes? But you feet shoes? Go in shoes, like.
So I don't know.
I mean, I guess like people
that was
are
an oddly specific example.
Yeah, that's true. What do you got to tell us here, buddy?
I've never bought anything from Foot Locker.
Okay. Keyword. You've only stolen?
Temporarily borrowed.
Yeah, to run into the changing room.
Have you ever brought anything back to Foot Locker?
Not clean.
No, I don't know why that one's all crusty on the inside.
Gross. Gross.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foot Locker.
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess I could understand, like, sock fetishes.
I don't get that either. There's so many fetishes I don't fucking get.
Well, I mean, how many socks have you banged in your lifetime?
Never. Honestly, never.
You've never busted a nut into a sock?
Never.
What?
Ever. Never, ever. I've never done it.
So what do you use? Your baseball cap?
No, fucking toilet paper. Toilet paper, Kleenex, or shit like that.
Okay.
Why would I use never a sock? A sock. That's a waste of a fucking sock.
Try a sock.
Why would I try?
Try a sock once.
Can I borrow one of your socks?
Sure.
I
don't return it. Bring it back to Foot Locker.
I barely have enough socks to make it through the week. Why would I waste a fucking sock on that?
Well, the one you've already worn.
Yeah, exactly.
It's already like what,
throw it in the wash?
In queue to be washed.
So we have a love sock I have to wear to work the next week?
It's not like the spunk is still in it.
You wash it first.
What do you mean, dude?
Even if you wash it, like, no.
It's just the idea that you're putting your foot into a sock that throws jism in once?
Yeah, that sounds weird. No, I'm not going to dump a load in a sock.
You've had sex with your wife, right?
Yeah.
You re-entered the same location, right?
Sometimes. Did you just refer to my wife as a sock?
Well, no.
You just called her a sock.
I didn't call her a sock. I said that she's another receptacle for your love fluids. Yeah, and the point, I'm drawing the point. Okay, you're saying that you can't bang a sock and blow a load in it and never put your foot back into it.
But I can bang my wife, so I should be able to bang a sock? Or what are you doing with that?
Because you have sex with your wife and you re-enter the same place that you had relieved yourself.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go back. Okay. Why can't you do that with a sock?
Because it's fucking weird. It's a sock.
I'd love to poll dudes and just find out like how many guys have banged a sock and how many
that
haven't.
Sounds like a power cruise. Question.
Yeah. We'll save that one for Power Cruise.
God.
Have you busted a nut into a sock? Jesus Christ.
Can we change subjects?
Yeah, yeah.
Not about feet. Not
okay,
about socks.
Okay. Fine. So, Steve, where's the S10 at?
Almost the same place it was before because I have lost motivation.
Oh, no.
Well, it's the late in the year motivation.
Yeah,
right?
The winter has hit and been working a lot and yeah
I mean you're work like you said you how many hours do you put in this week? All of them.
Enough.
Do you know what day it is? No.
I don't know, this whole I think it's Thursday.
Okay.
It's Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday. I don't know why I'm a little mixed up, too. Yes, it's Thursday. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ, where am I at?
I know it's Thursday because I got a four-day weekend, thankfully.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
I was supposed to have the day off today, but that didn't work out either.
You worked through the night, so we'll put that into perspective. And this, I'm assuming, isn't the first night that you've worked through this week.
No, I worked last night, too. I had did 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So you put in some fucking hours.
How the fuck
do
you operate a crane on 2 hours of sleep?
Magic.
I don't think, if I got 10 hours of sleep, I still wouldn't be able to operate a crane. Mainly because I've never been taught to operate a crane.
So here's what blows my mind about Steve. He doesn't do meth. What? He doesn't do coke. No. He does all this stuff.
But he does have his teeth.
Yes.
Well, most of them.
Should have seen the other guy.
True story.
So you...
beat up a sock puppet?
Just a sock. Wait. Could you bang a sock puppet?
No. That's fucking weird.
What if it was really cute?
I mean, can you count that on your roster? Like, I've had sex with 5 people and 1 sock puppet. No,
fucking
okay.
Weird. I need new friends.
No, you don't.
I need new hobbies.
No, you don't.
Pick up golf. Get rid of all this shit.
Yeah. You'll still find a way to, like, panic and run away. You're like... I don't know. I don't got anywhere to go with that.
I didn't fucking run away. I still stay here. I located the nearest exit just in case.
Yeah, and you're pinned against the door like, oh my God.
I was more making sure it stayed shut so your ass stayed in.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, well, don't worry. You're not in my will.
Don't worry. That's fine. What am I going to get? A couple of quick jacks that don't work?
A Ford that's on the floor? Oh my God. Jesus Christ, man. All right, so Steve, what's the plan for the dime? You got a whole bunch of new things going on, or just trying to wrap it up again?
Just trying to get it wrapping up. Get it wired and fired.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just
finish up the wiring. Hopefully pop her off. Get the exhaust done.
If you need help, we can help you.
Yeah.
We know why.
Because it's not quick jacks.
Exactly. It doesn't involve lifting jacks. Anything.
I will say, my lifting apparatus, I feel perfectly safe underneath.
It's cool.
Might have come off a little braggy after what you guys have been
through. No. Do you trust your concrete?
Yes.
That's the biggest thing.
I've become very comfortable underneath there.
I wonder if that was a factor.
What's that?
Your flat garage floor over there.
My garage floor being a little weird.
Going up and down. It's not perfectly level and all that. If it just...
Doing that?
There's enough variables going on that it's too much and...
It's flat enough that I'm sure Quick Jack has that built into their safety factors.
You think so?
I'd hope so.
Yeah. I'd hope so too. It is something to think about.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you can take it to the racetrack, I'm assuming
you're using an outdoor God, that's true. The pits of the racetrack. It's not going to be perfectly flat.
Yeah, it's true.
There's okay. Something else. Something else didn't happen there.
Something funky.
I'm not going to speculate because I didn't see it.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Just, maybe it was just bad karma. I mean, I didn't toss 25 cents into the fucking Goodwill bucket or whatever it is, Salvation Army bucket when I went to Walmart the other day.
Oh, right. Salvation
karma.
Army.
Probably bad karma.
Okay, so let me tell you, as far as like trying to get donations from people, in my opinion, the Salvation Army bell jingling person who makes eye contact with you the whole way while you're going out, that isn't very effective in my opinion.
No, it's not.
Well, especially we've become such a cashless society. Like, how many people have cash or unless they like plan
very
ahead
true.
That's a good point. They do.
I'd throw my change in or throw a couple bucks if I actually had it on me, and then 9 times out of 10 no I don't, because I'm so reliant on that damn debit card.
Yeah,
good point.
You go grocery shopping, it's 140 150 bucks. No one's carrying that in cash with them.
Right. So I'd be more inclined, and I know that this sounds douchey, but I'd be more inclined if like they were doing something impressive instead of just jingling a loud thing at me.
What, like juggling fire?
Yes. If you're right, juggling fire, I'm throwing a 20 at you.
I will say this. We probably tip more when you go to the Renaissance Festival, like donate more than the Salvation Army.
Right.
Yeah, but when you tip, you stop ringing that bell for like 30 seconds, and that might be worth it.
Oh, that's true.
You're paying them to shut up.
I got it. They need the big boob chicks from the Ren Fest to be the ones jingling the bell.
Sold.
Or they're just sitting there doing this.
Sold. Man, how was Walmart where I spent an extra $200?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I'll tip boobies on my way out.
It's a tax write-off.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get a receipt.
Yeah, I don't know how you get a receipt.
You gonna get a receipt from the Salvation Army? Oh man.
Go to the bell ringer. Can I get a receipt for that?
Here's 75 cents. I need a receipt.
This shit adds up at the end of the year.
Yeah. Your CPA's gonna hate you.
Yeah. Put $2.37.
That's amazing. This did not meet your standard deduction. Or did not exceed the standard deduction. Oh man.
Fucking A.
Fucking sinuses. Yeah, man.
Sure, just not crying because you're being a bitch tonight.
You're the one who tried to run away.
Fucking run away. I'm a brave Sir Robin. Run away. Monty Python.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
He fucking gets it.
Yeah.
You call yourself my friend.
Fucking
whatever.
Benedict Arnold.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck your Ford. Fuck your Quick Jack.
The last one is spot on.
Oh, I'm just trying to think. Have I ever tried to kill you with my BMW? Actually, I take that back. We did go flying down Central Avenue without brakes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1-1.
No, we're fine. We're fine. No, I mean, like, so we went all the way down to Topeka.
Yes.
And drove the whole way back with a suspension that was basically falling out of the car.
It was fine.
Was it?
It was just fine.
There is video of a pry bar moving that entire subframe up and down.
It's supposed to have 2 inches of play. Yeah. Yeah. It's built for comfort, not speed.
Yeah, and the Ford almost fell off of the Quick Jack. So, you know.
just checking gravity.
Potato, potato.
I might have found a Greyhound on the way home.
A greyhound?
Oh, like a dog?
Like a bus.
Oh, yeah. What? Why would you take a bus
out? It's like, wait, you found a dog?
No, like a bus.
You found a Greyhound bus on the way home?
No, he would have taken one.
The BMW?
The BMW.
BMW's fine. BMW is engineered to perfection.
Yeah.
That's why it's German. They don't fuck around.
They
do fuck around and they get put back in their place.
They fuck around
twice.
And find out.
Hey, get the words out of my mouth.
Oh my god, man.
God, that was a very awkward situation. So, you know Simon. I don't know if you ever met Simon, who's the German
foreign
exchange student my parents had.
Yeah,
and
don't think so.
We'd watch movies with him, like Indiana Jones and stuff like that. We're like, we'd have to give him a warning, like, just so you know, Germans are usually the bad guys.
Why?
Yeah. Like, well, you didn't try to take over the world twice.
Twice. Failed both times.
Pretty easy bad guy for any film.
But I can't verify this, but I've heard from a couple people, like, they don't actually teach that, like, over in Germany. They don't, like, teach that to their, like, in schools. Like, they're
really?
Trying to, like, change their history, like, or, like, don't want to admit that it happened, like.
Weird.
I don't know if that's true or I can't verify it, but I've heard it from a couple different people.
I'd be curious. You should ask Simon.
They don't
about
actually
that.
Teach that,
Simon.
Like, yeah.
So that part of their history, like, kids
well,
in school.
I think I'd be ashamed of it too. I mean,
I'd be ashamed.
It's fucking dark as hell.
God damn! But I
mean,
want my
history
fucking
is still
oh, yeah.
history.
My kids
oh, exactly.
to know.
Yeah, you don't want to
yeah.
repeat that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ. I mean,
yeah.
I guess like. We're sitting here laughing about that and, like, judging the German people. If that's accurate, we're sitting here like, yeah, that's fucked up or whatever. But, you know, America's got some shit in their past. A few things, like, omitted from the history books when I was growing
shit
up.
Shit in the present, too. Right. I mean, we're all over the fucking place.
Yeah, we're not innocent by any means.
No,
yeah.
God, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, the history books when I was growing up kind of omitted the whole, like, genocide of Native Americans
yeah.
and, like, downplayed the slavery thing a little bit.
Yeah, made Columbus Day sound a lot more fun than it actually
yeah, yeah.
was.
Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue
yeah.
and blow, you know, it's like these cute little songs.
Oh, yeah, Rage Against the Machine, they mentioned him.
Yeah. We got a little bit of a sordid past, too.
Yeah, it's all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck it. Live in the moment. Don't
yeah.
be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Problem solved.
Problem solved, man. All right.
Come to me for more life advice.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yep. Superstar.
So what's the Grain Belt Ultra Premium Super Alpha Omegas about?
It's low calorie.
Nice.
Perfect for when you're
still
first
tasty.
Waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Well,
wait,
so is that your post-nap beer?
These are breakfast beers for Steve.
Do you have to work tonight?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, are we gonna get you drunk and then send you off on your way? And
yeah,
no. As far as I'm, as of right now, I don't have to work.
Okay, that's
good. Do you want to?
What happens if you get called in? You got to be like, "Hey guys,
been drinking
beers," and you're like, "I need about." So I've had 2 beers, 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah. A lot of water and a shower.
Yeah, use that time to, you know, set the stuff up. I don't fucking know what goes into it.
Warm the crane up for me so it's not fucking cold.
Yeah,
when
yeah
I get
kick
in.
The heaters on.
I'm assuming you have heat in your crane, don't you?
Get Netflix going.
I've never been around cranes, so I'm sorry if any of these questions are dumb.
Not to interject, but like a lot of times.
Warm up the sock.
Like the last couple of nights.
Also known as the secretary, apparently.
not make it sound like I'm dangerous or something, but like, it's not like, it's a lot of.
What, your gunshots are dropping your crane and shit?
No, what I was going to say, it's not that I'm like.
Steve's got a sawed off. I mean, I'm a little dangerous.
It's have you ever gone to work and the crane's sitting on blocks? No. They, motherfuckers took the tracks again. Shit.
It's a lot of hurry up and wait. Oh, so like, yeah. I'm not, I don't have to be on point like all night long. I might be sitting there for like hours and like just waiting.
So do you unload a lot of ships from Chicago then? Or?
No.
Jesus Christ. So, okay. I'm trying to remember what prompts this thought. Cooking. Okay. So the movie Chef. So in the movie Chef, often they portray like the cooking, like, so you're working in the kitchen, right? There's always like loud music that's bumping. They're kind of like in the groove or whatever. It's like fucking, you know, gangster rap and, you know, whatever. Loud music. Do you have like a song that pumps you up for like moving the crane, like doing the stuff?
Please tell me it's "Can You Take Me Higher" by Creed.
Well played. Well played. I do not listen to Creed.
No, you look like a Creed guy.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
That cut deep.
So are you
it's
like
the face, I'm sorry.
Are you bumping like Eric B and Rakim or EPMD or something like what? Yes. What do you got going on? What's going on in the crane while you're doing that?
Do you have a crane playlist? No. Do you have just songs about taking things to the next level?
No,
like
no.
"Higher Ground" by
"Take It to the Limit."
Do you have "Higher Ground" by the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Or?
You're the cheesiest person I know.
He's really fixated on the lifting things, the higher.
That's what cranes do. They fucking lift shit.
Yeah. They also lower things.
They do, but.
You got any, like, lower songs? Lowrider?
Yeah, Lowrider.
That's what I think I was
going
to say. Yeah.
No, it's whatever my mood is.
Okay, I get you.
It varies.
But it's not perfect silence. You're not, like, a silence person?
No.
No. Okay.
You got to break that up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. You ever have just like hardcore porn going while you're doing it?
Or softcore, whatever. How many socks are in that thing?
No.
It gets his blood pressure up, so he's just like in the, you know, he's got it.
Yeah, I confidently say I've never had porn playing.
That's cool.
That's probably cool. For the best. That sounds like a write-up.
It's almost distracting.
Yeah, I was gonna say it might be a little distracting.
Yeah. So are you working the same crane that like your predecessors did? Wait, predecessor? Is that pre?
I don't know. I think a predecessor
the
is
last
pre.
Dude. Do you share cab?
Or do you have your own crane?
Or are you like, you got your own?
For the most part.
So you have to share?
I have to share. Okay. But for the most part, like, my machines are kind of mine. But that's I still cool. have to share them because like,
different shifts and stuff like that.
As much as I tend to be the only one who's always there, but I can't always be that person.
Right, right. So there is a backup now. Kind of.
Well, let's not go there.
Damn, dude. You're one and done, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's labor shortages everywhere.
Oh, God, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm accident prone. You guys need another guy?
Yes.
Yeah, even if I'm accident prone.
Do you have a pulse? Can you show up by 8?
Yeah, I mean, I might, like, you know, drop a Ford off of Quick Jacks. But,
you should be fine with like a big cargo container. I mean, yeah. nothing that'll happen.
Well, see, there aren't two different things. Like, it's just like a single cord going down.
No, line, I could see you. You'd have cable? You'd have a suspended load. Somebody would bug you. You'd turn, you'd bump a fucking lever, and the whole thing would come down.
Suspended load. You'd know more about that if you'd fuck socks.
I'm not going to fuck a sock. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna talk about this enough. That's going to be in your head. It's going to just fucking haunt you and be like, why? Why are people fucking socks? Is it that great?
It's fucking
weird.
Is
it that great? And I think you're going to have that moment where you're like sitting at your house and you're just like, fine. Fuck it, guys. I'm gonna finally fuck a sock. That's my hope. I want to get in his head enough that you're gonna
I'm
do
not gonna
that.
Fuck a sock.
You're gonna get just like you're pissed. Already there. You're already there.
He's gonna get fucking pissed. He's gonna be like, "What do you mean? Like everybody fucks socks? Like what's
gonna,
the fuck? What's the big
I'm
deal
tell
here?
You this. If I ever fuck a sock, I'm gonna package that shit up and send it to you. that way, it's like, here, motherfucker. You
I'm
drown.
Gonna leave it at a crime scene.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna hang on to this sock and I'm gonna wait for the opportunity. I'm gonna go see some fucking car that's just like smashed on the side of the road and there's like bodies everywhere and I'm gonna drop your sock.
You know, tonight when he's getting ready for bed and he's taking his socks off, you're gonna be living in his head rent free.
Before I what? Before what? Before I jerk off into the sock?
I'm just saying, when you're taking them off tonight. Thoughts are going to cross your mind.
What a rent-free. That is such a good phrase. Oh, man. Yeah, you're screwed, dude. It's going to be in your noggin for good now. Every time you touch those socks.
No. No. How much longer are we? Are we done? At least an hour and a half.
Nah, man. We're 51 minutes into this thing.
Fuck, I was done 50 minutes ago.
Oh man,
socks, fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
I don't know, I seem like you might be the minority here.
Yeah, dude. You never bang a sock, dude.
I'm not gonna bang a fucking sock.
Dude, you're the minority in like the world.
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna wake my wife up. She's like, what's that for? I'm like, cuz it's either this or a sock. Shut up.
Oh man. You're gonna have to look at a nickname or like my little sock, my cottony sock.
You keep calling me tube.
Tube.
Don't worry about it. Tube sock.
Tube sock. Oh, tube. Fucking yeah, it's like crew cut.
Ankle
socks. Ankle socks.
Wood socks.
Hmm.
Wool.
Athletic.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
It probably is.
Winter socks. Wool socks. Yeah. Yeah.
If I was fucking a. Quicker and clever, I'd probably think of something.
I don't know if they're like I'm really working on this right now, and I can't think of a
thank God
sock to
vagina
to
reference.
Vaginal canal joke here. A tube is pretty good.
I wonder why.
Oh my God, man.
Anyways,
yeah. So you guys got you don't got a whole lot of big plans. You guys just doing the usual Christmas thing.
Yeah,
so.
Keeping it. Keeping it low key.
Wife,
that's cool.
Wife buy you socks for Christmas?
I hope so. I mean, I'm an adult now. I get excited. I mean, I generally get excited over new socks.
Yeah, I do too. Away.
Boxers or socks, yeah.
I mean, we get excited for other reasons than you do, clearly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not putting my socks on and getting a fucking boner. Like, oh, I can put this on my foot or I can fuck it real quick.
It's like having a girlfriend with you at all times. Nobody.
You're
okay.
The kind of guy that jerks at work, aren't you?
No. No, actually, that's a good...
No?
You ever jerked it at all, Tech?
You don't come home with only one sock on?
No.
No, that actually surprises me a little bit.
Steve's quiet, though.
Yeah. He is in a crane all by himself.
Yeah, exactly. You got tinted windows on that thing?
Not dark enough.
Not dark enough. He just puts up cardboard.
Old newspaper. Looks like a crack house on tracks.
I have thought about sewing curtains.
So you can take a nap?
No.
You should do mini blinds so you have a fucking pull straight.
Well, I mean, yeah, sometimes that's something like, that glare can be a bitch.
Yeah, no, you could fucking twist a little rod. And
don't they have round shower curtains? Like shower rods or whatever.
Semi round ones.
So you could just have like a shower curtain you pull up around you.
It would be easy if you ever want to get festive or whatever. Like, oh, it's Christmas.
Yes.
Santa Claus.
I mean, the same thing is happening inside of that, but you know, it's more festive each time.
I could see Steve stealing a shower curtain from a hotel he stayed at just because he didn't want to buy a new one.
And the towels.
When you travel, do you take everything you can from a hotel room?
No.
My wife will take all of the fucking shampoo and conditioner and like lotion that they give out. And I ask her why. If you've ever used that shit, it just dries you out. I don't fucking get it.
Use it at Power Cruise.
That's not a bad idea. She does use it when we travel. I'm like, just you can go get mini travel stuff of the Suave brand or whatever for like a buck.
Yes.
Like, why are we hanging on to fucking shampoo from a trip we did 7 months ago?
I'm a little bit that guy too, though.
You're a little guy as well.
Yes. But yeah, like I'll totally nab soaps and stuff like that from hotels, and then I'll bring it with the Parkers.
So I mean,
fair enough.
That's kind of my thought on it too. Yes,
I don't anymore. I'm not exactly jet setting all the time.
You're not hitting up the hotels?
No.
Just you and your sock go get a night at the motel.
Two beds or one, sir. Oh, we just need one.
Weed. He's like, what do you mean weed? I'm like, yeah.
So do you name your socks?
No.
Do you have a favorite sock?
No.
No? There's not one that's like slightly more worn than the others?
Absolutely not.
Softer.
This one has never seen a foot. This one is special.
Yeah. I really like... I'm trying to think of like brands. It's got to be a good sock brand out there.
Looking at you, you're a New Balance fan.
You were fucking New Balances.
I've never worn New Balance.
You have...
These are Aces.
You have the most dad shoes ever.
Oh, yeah,
because
they're fucking comfortable. I wear steel toed boots.
So what do you mean I have New Balances?
Some of us don't have desk jobs.
I have style, homie.
Style?
You got fucking... Look at the shit on your feet.
Style? Your wardrobe is picked out of a JCPenney's catalog.
False. No, actually, I'm not even kidding you. I did buy these pants at JCPenney.
I was just going to say, why are you talking shit about pennies?
Pennies are the bomb, dude.
I can't remember the last
coupons
time.
Coupons for days,
yeah.
I can't
remember the last time I bought new pants.
Is your wife buying for
no,
you?
No, I probably bought them at Walmart like 6 months
Walmart.
Ago, I guess.
You're cheap as fuck. You're dissing pennies.
And
buying shit at Walmart?
I'm allowed to diss pennies because I keep my dick out of socks.
Bro.
False.
There's way worse things that happen at Walmart.
Oh, 100% true. 100% true. I'm sure there's a sock gangbang going on in the dressing rooms, okay?
If it's a sock gangbang, do you think it's the same sock?
Oh, yeah, probably. Oh,
yes. Sock bukkake.
You know what's the worst? Fuck. You know what's the worst part of this?
What if you're tag teaming the sock at the same? Never mind.
So people might be tuning in for a good story about failing Quick Jacks and all that shit.
They get sock bukkake.
In the next 45 minutes. It's about sock love.
I think anyone tuning to you guys shouldn't expect anything less at this point.
So I think I know why we don't have a lot of subscribers. Why there's like 20 people that watch this podcast.
Yeah. Spell the sock love.
They're looking for pointers.
Hey, you guys might tap into the sock fetish crowd on this one.
That's true.
That's our breakthrough.
There it is.
Breakthrough audience.
I'll tell you what. If we become viral, we have a breakthrough. I'm sorry. We have a breakthrough because of this sock fetish episode. Yeah. I will fuck a sock just so you shut the fuck up about it.
All right, you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody share it. Everybody post this everywhere. We need this thing to go viral so Donnie can fuck a sock.
How many thumbs up do you need before
Jesus. We have, what's our average view count? What, 30?
Well, across all the platforms, it's higher than that.
Okay. What do you think it is across all the platforms?
What do you say, 60 thumbs up? And we get a crusty
I'd say we're over 100 views consistently between all the different platforms. So, some are like way higher. We've had some, like 500 on some of them.
So if we can, I say if we can double it, we can hit 200 views.
200? That's all you need is 200 views.
Buddy,
that's not viral.
Okay, whatever.
200,000 is viral, but we're going to go with 200. All we need is 200 views. Donnie's going to make love to a sock for the first time.
What, do you want an episode on that? Or something?
So at this point, it's in your hands.
So that way it can be in my hands.
Yes. Are you going to purchase new socks just for the occasion?
Oh, I totally would.
Yeah.
Would you put them on your feet after?
No.
Immediately after?
Well, no. Well, me.
No, that sock would be going in the trash. It. That sock would be.
Really?
I'm not
That's gonna, a perfectly good sock.
No, it's not. You dumped a load in it.
Are your loads abrasive?
I know, right? It's like you sandblast out of your ween.
Like highly acidic? Or
yeah,
what's going
no
on
shit. This is just fucking toxic.
I'm always slightly dehydrated, so.
Your poor wife.
Man, I don't care.
Jesus Christ. It's like, what comes out of you?
I have no clue. but there's a lot of it.
Just fucking, he's one of the toxic Avengers. It's just sludge coming out of him. That explained your kids.
You might want to get that checked out.
Don't even get me started on my fucking children. Oh, God. I love my kids, but sometimes I just look at them like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I think we all have those moments.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys got any good kid moments recently? Oh. I mean.
Roman got locked in his room for an entire night.
Defined an entire night.
Well, he was home for 10 minutes after the wife picked him up. He decided he was going to play. I don't mind if he plays rough with our big dog because he's a big fucking dog. It's fine. But he's like kicking his. Like trying to kick him, essentially. You're trying to curb stomp him. Like, it's like he watched American History X and like, I'm gonna redo this. So he's just fucking trying to kick him.
In the head?
Not on the head, but on his hips. And damn. Being a big dog, that's pretty much the same fucking thing.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, so his ass went upstairs. So he has a plastic doorknob cover on his doorknob on the inside so he can't get out. So we put him in there, shut the door. I go downstairs, and then I don't know what he threw. he was throwing something in his room. And then he could hear Harper and I talk at the bottom of the stairs, and all I hear is, shut up, Harper. Shut up, Dad. Just being a little fucking asshole.
Jesus.
Whatever, dude.
Little lunatic.
Just chill the fuck out. And I left him up there for 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm not going to come get you. You dug this grave. You can sit in your room. You're lucky I turned the fucking light on for you because you can't reach the light switch.
Oh, that's convenient. Yeah.
So yeah, so I let him out, but we tried to watch the our latest episode, which if you guys haven't seen, there are no socks in it. It's about wiring an SR20 harness into a BMW harness. Wife and I were trying to watch that, and both kids wouldn't shut up. So he went up to his room a second time. This time I didn't turn the lights on. I just tossed him in there and shut the door.
So you're done.
Like, yeah, I'm not dealing with you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just,
you got to do that shit sometimes.
You have to.
It Kids
sucks.
Are little assholes.
Oh, he is a little asshole. I love him to death, but yeah, he's just... I don't know. He has like unlimited energy. I have no clue how to get rid of it. He needs to play outside, but like he's like, oh, let's go throw. I'm like, I don't want to throw. It's -5 outside. It's cold. There's snow on the ground. Dad's been dealing with bullshit at work. I don't want to go outside. Dad wants to sit here and like...
Fuck a sock.
go get your mother.
Go get the sock.
But yeah, I just... Yeah, he's just constantly full of energy. So he's been getting put in timeout a lot.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. But we took...
You got to do that shit sometimes.
We
dude.
Do.
Fucking kids are crazy.
It sucks, but... It is what it is. He had his last day of bowling as well. So, like, he doesn't have anything to look forward to this weekend, which I think is part of it too. He's like, oh, I go bowling. I'm like, no, buddy, you don't. You're done until like the middle of January. They did something really cool for him for his last day. They actually gave him a medal, and then on the back of the medal, they inscribed his highest score, his highest average, and his highest series, which is two games together.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
All that. And he yeah, fucking cool. He thought it was the coolest thing in the world that he got a medal. And I'm just like, cool. You bowled like a 119. Good.
I mean, that's still pretty good, dude. Like, he's 3.5 years old, years old.
Yeah, he still had a lot of fun and all that. And
yeah.
Whatever.
That's cool, man. Oh, that's cool.
That's my kid started.
Nice. Steve, what's going on with your kiddos? Your little maniacs.
Your kids ever just say something?
All the time.
Totally, but totally innocently. But you and your wife just have to like look at each other like, did he just say that?
Like, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes.
I can't think of any like examples right now, but it seems like it's happening a lot lately. Like, totally innocent. Like what?
Yeah, Roman, his last night at Dave Bowen, got a spare and turns around, comes back, says, holy shit. Gives us high fives.
Oh, dude.
Holy shit. Like, yeah, I know. I saw it, buddy. Wait, did your kids swear or did they, like, they say something more meaningful? Like, Dad, did you know that time is relative to whatever? You're just like,
whoa. Dad, God isn't real?
Just like phrasing, like, if you have a different mindset, that phrasing might mean something different to you than it means to them.
Is he talking about socks?
Mm-hmm. No.
Where's all my socks, Dad?
Gross.
Oh, that's gross.
Banging somebody else's socks? That's the line, bro.
So you have to be loyal to your socks.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was that level of commitment. My bad. I didn't know there was fucking rules and socks.
Wait a minute.
You can't take someone else's sock. That's just weird.
Wait a minute.
There are boundaries that are not crossed.
Wait, we're on to something here. We need you guys in the comment section to let us know if you ever banged somebody else's sock. I feel like that might be uncharted territory.
Was it like a hate fuck? Like you got pissed off at your friend, so like, I'm going to fuck your sock now.
Oh, shit.
They just put it back. So they have a crusty sock to deal with like in 2 to 3 days.
That's
rough.
That's some next level, like.
By the way, if you ever find a crusty sock, it's not for me.
That is psychological warfare.
There's some boundaries that are not crossed.
That is
you don't mess with another man's woman and you don't fuck his socks.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can scratch my truck, you can bang my wife, but don't touch my fucking socks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad it's my Friday.
I'm gonna shift gears here for a second, but real
quick. Please.
Talk, do you. When I have nice new socks.
I don't know what gears you're shifting.
Just hear me out for a second.
We're shifting gears, but we're in the same fucking car.
Exactly. Cool. Fourth to fifth gear.
When I have like nice new socks, I just feel like I've made it. Like, I've arrived.
Do you have to break
I'm not
one
dealing
in
with right. shitty old holy socks.
Do you think that's what Bezos felt like when he came back from like outer space? It was the equivalent of like what we feel like when we have fresh socks.
That just makes me feel more poor than
ever. It's just like, no. Maybe fresh socks are just like peak emotion. It's just like, God. It doesn't get better than the feeling of putting on some fresh, puffy, cottony socks.
I don't know if that's my favorite feeling, though.
I wouldn't say it's a favorite feeling, but I just like, I feel like I've made it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not struggling.
Oh, right.
I just don't take care of myself then. I can already think of like 3 or 4 pairs of boxers that need to go and a fuck ton of socks.
Okay, so here's.
Maybe I don't have the right relationship with my socks. That's why I don't give a shit.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm in the mindset that, like, I'm not doing that shit anymore.
Oh. Right.
Well, I don't love my socks, so maybe that's why.
I'm at the stage of my life where I find things that I like my preferences, and then I buy them in bulk because I don't have any confidence in like the supply chain. And this is pre-COVID.
And that's why we have supply chain issues.
Yeah. It's like I found my socks, I found my boxer briefs, and I found shoes that I love. And I buy them in fucking bulk.
I have not.
No, you haven't.
I do prefer Hanes.
You'll hit that stage where you're just
I do prefer Hanes for my boxers and socks. I will say that. Yeah. I do prefer Hanes. But I've never had a pair of shoes where I'm like, holy shit, I want more of these.
I mean, you wear a lot of New Balances.
They're not fucking New Balances. They're a sock fucker.
your shoes just fall into the dad shoe column.
I am a dad, yeah. And I do wear shoes.
Well, those are dad shoes, though.
Yeah, they are.
They're in a column all their own.
They look like they should have grass stains permanently.
No, I have a different pair, though, just like these with grass stains.
And eventually, these are going to be retired to grass stained shoes.
I wear these because they don't hurt my fucking feet.
I do the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Was it like the transferring shoe to get the grass? Oh, yeah. That's totally normal.
I'm going to paint these green.
Do you have to wear boots at work?
Right.
Yeah.
Steel toes, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking uncomfortable as hell, aren't they?
Oh, no. I buy good boots.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I buy good
boots. Life is too short to be wearing cheap boots.
Okay, but you're sitting down in the... No, you shut up. You don't have no say in this. Mr. Guidance Counselor over there, stay the fuck out of this.
So we got Red Wings over here. We got Walmart.
Sock fucker, shut up. So you're sitting down most of the time in the crane, though, right? You're not walking around.
Well, I do a lot of other things that, like, some days I might be sitting down a lot. Other days I might be on my feet a lot.
So. Okay. No, that's a lot more respectful then, because like I'm constantly on my feet. So if I get 7 to 8 months out of my boots, I'm happy. And I can't remember what brand. You fucking giggly fucker. he's thinking of his favorite sock over there.
Just thinking of bagging your socks.
It's probably a black sock.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us for another Brews with the Socks podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.